I do this. I cast all my care. I cast all my care. I cast all my care upon you, Lord. For you care for me. Say, you care for me. The word says it. I know the word is true. Hallelujah. It says in your word that you can't lie. It says in your word that you won't lie. Hallelujah. 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 You can Google it. I don't have time to look it up. I found 5 scriptures that specifically said God can't lie or won't lie. And there are many more that indicate the same thing. Hallelujah. God said there will be radical deliverances today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is by faith that I received done what he said done. It's got to be by your faith. Say my faith. Say my faith. Say my faith.
My faith.
That I received done what I need done in my life. Hallelujah. I'm not too bad. I have not done anything too bad that God, that Jesus' blood hasn't already taken care of it.
Hallelujah.
Everything, Jesus' blood has already taken care of it. He said, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. And he promised, if you call unto me, Jeremiah 3:3, I will answer you. He said, call unto me. Now, come on, let's call it. I remember, I saw it in my notes the other day, not too long ago, in March of 2015. Kenny was preaching that day, and he just said, Jesus, I don't know, 20 or more times. So let's just say, Jesus,
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 Jesus.
Out of the very depths of your soul, the Bible says, out of the very depths of my soul, out of the very depths of my heart, Lord, I cry. You're not crying. And when I say cry, I'm not talking about shedding tears. I'm talking about you want something better. You want closer walk with God. You want to love him more than you love Facebook. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The word came to me this morning. If you don't love this word more than you love Facebook, something's wrong. And you need to change what you're doing. Hallelujah. God's not mad with you. He's calling for you. He wants you. As Bishop said, if he wanted to knock you out, do whatever, he could have done that a long time ago. Hallelujah. Some of your minds are clouded to certain things. And that's certain things you think you can't do. Certain places you think you can't go. But I'm telling you, God, he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. There's nothing you can't do. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. As long as it's what you're supposed to do. As long as it is within his will. Hallelujah. I said the other day on prayer line, when we were praying, I saw houses coming down. And many of us have claimed our houses, but we're just still sitting, waiting for somebody to give it to us. You got to go to it, hallelujah. You got to call it in, hallelujah. You got to sow a seed, hallelujah. I told them not to tell it. Lord, I don't want to tell it, but I'll tell it anyway, hallelujah. The Lord dropped something so big in my heart. I didn't even tell my, well, I mentioned to him, my husband, a week or two ago. And I can't grasp it with my mind, but I got it in my spirit. I can't grasp it with my mind, but I have it in my spirit. I can't grasp it with my mind, but I have it in my spirit. And you got to know that there are things that you can have doubt in your mind, but if you get it in your spirit, it's yours. Hallelujah. So yesterday I was talking to somebody, and they were talking about what the child needed for college. And we were just talking. And we were just talking and talking about the child needed $1,000 for this and $500 for this. And here come Holy Ghost. Here comes Holy Ghost. Now, I ain't listening, Holy Ghost. I don't have any $500 to give. And so the person started to leave. I had to flag them down. I had to flag them down. Then not only thus give the five, give them enough to pay their tithes and give an offering. You know what? It's my seed for that thing that God has put into my spirit that's so big I can't think it. You got a gift there. You got to get there. You got to go say, let me have a penny. Let me have a dollar. I don't have a seed to plant. But God, you said do it. But tell God today, and it doesn't have to be money. That's what I deal with. That's what I deal with. That's what I deal with. It's whatever you deal with. It's whatever you do. God, I want to do that, and I will do that, and I'll do what you say. And you get that in your spirit, something you can't think. But your spirit got hold of it. That your spirit got hold of it. He said, yes, God, because you said it. We're coming back to Marie's car that when in April, Kenneth Copeland said, if God tells you to do something, he already, say already.
Already.
I dare not to tell you. I know it in my spirit. It just rose up in me. Peter, Bishop, and I said, well, we got our thoughts. We're going to give it. But he said, I'm going to take the load off you, the two of us. God has told somebody in this sanctuary or somebody in this church, I want you to give the whole $20,000. And you have said, oh, no way. I got this bill and that bill. He said, I am Jehovah Jireh. I have already provided.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I got a text message from the child that got the money for school. And she said, thank you. Thank you. And I said, I'm glad that God allowed me to be a vessel. Because he provided it. I looked at my checkbook. I was balancing it. I said, Lord, this is going to put me in the red. It didn't. I just leave it like that. It didn't. So your deliverance is right here, right now. I'm telling you, your deliverance is right here, right now. You can be delivered off that mundane job if you don't like it. Or you can make that job what you want it to be. Hallelujah. But you got to give yourself to God. You really got to give yourself to God. You got to shut yourself away. You got to shut, you know, sing that song, I give myself away. You're going to have to shut yourself away. Hallelujah. I remember hearing a lady talk about shutting herself away. She said, I literally got in my closet and closed the door. I literally got in my closet for 2 or 3 months and closed the door. So you do whatever you need to do. God is calling. And I'm telling you, when he gets past this, we're going to be gone. If you don't catch hold, you're going to be left behind. Don't want to get on the negative. I'm just telling you the truth.